USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A second COVID vaccine is on the move after receiving an emergency use authorization from the Food and Drug Administration on Friday. Moderna's vaccine will move out from a Kentucky facility with deliveries beginning as early as Sunday. General Gustav Perna says the first shipments of shots have already left Moderna's facilities.
Distribution of Moderna vaccine has already begun. Moderna has moved vaccine from their fill-finish manufacturing sites to McKesson, who will serve as the central distributor. At McKesson distribution centers, boxes are being packed and loaded today. Trucks will begin rolling out tomorrow.
The COO of Operation Warp Speed also apologized Saturday for miscommunications over the number of Pfizer vaccines that were delivered to states this week. Many states complained about receiving fewer numbers of shots than promised in the initial round of deliveries. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
House leaders received a briefing from the FBI Friday on the relationship between Congressman Eric Swalwell and an alleged Chinese spy. The California Democrat says he severed ties with the Chinese national when he was alerted to her suspected spying activities by law enforcement. The Chinese national, Christine Fang, left the U.S. in 2015 when she came under investigation by the FBI. A number of Republican members of Congress have called for Swalwell to be removed from his position on the House Intelligence Committee. Georgia Congressman Jody Heiss is one of those Republicans. He tells Fox News that an investigation is needed to find out how compromised Representative Swalwell is.
Here is someone who has had a relationship with a Chinese spy for 5 years. You're correct. We don't know what was shared, but it's also true we don't know what was shared. I mean, that is the whole point. And someone who would potentially risk our national security has no place on the Intel committee.
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YUMove.com.
A list of the biggest earners on YouTube has been released, and a youth movement has taken over the top. USA Radio News' Mike Fortier has the story.
9-year-old Ryan Cagey made more money on YouTube last year than anyone else in the world.
Welcome to Ryan's World!
According to Forbes, Cagey made almost $30 million through his channel Ryan's World. He does toy reviews and DIY science experiments.
We're going to make a baking soda Christmas tree.
He's not the youngest high earner through YouTube, though. A 6-year-old Russian girl named Nastya made the list, coming in at number 7. Cagey was also the top YouTube earner last year, and he even has his own toy line. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.
Stargazers will get a unique sight this week as Jupiter and Saturn will appear to be closer in the sky than they have in over 400 years. The merging of the two brightest objects in the night sky is called the Great Conjunction, or, because it will happen during the holiday week, the Christmas Star. Dr. Henry Throop is an astronomer with NASA, and he explains why this phenomenon, that usually happens every 20 years, will be so unique this time around.
Now, usually, every 20 years, when Jupiter overtakes Saturn in its orbit, it passes about a degree apart from Saturn in the sky. And a degree is about twice the width of the full moon. Now, this particular time, they're coming very close, and that's just because of the alignment between them. They're not close in space. They're still hundreds of millions of kilometers apart from each other, but they're in the sky. They appear as two points very close in the sky, and it's about a tenth of a degree apart. In fact, they're so close that if you take your pinky and you extend it at arm's length, you'll be able to cover both planets with just your pinky finger.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.